This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The COVID-19 pandemic shared the spotlight as the 2020 Tokyo Games officially started with the opening ceremony Friday. AP's John Leatherby has more.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to a tenth the usual number. The U.S. team, led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a four-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Four-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
Protesters faced off with police outside the National Stadium as the opening ceremony for the 2020 Olympic Games was about to begin in Tokyo. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police stopped demonstrators moving forwards to get nearer to the stadium, one officer shouting into a megaphone, "Since it's dangerous, please do not push." The anti-games lobby hold up placards, "Stop the Olympics, no Olympics, and cancel the Olympics, save lives." The games, largely without spectators, are going ahead as the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government face strong opposition within the host nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cleveland's Major League Baseball team announced Friday it is renaming itself the Guardians, dropping more than a century-old moniker of the Indians. It is the latest in a series of professional or university sports teams in the United States to yield to public pressure over offensive names and logos, ditching ones such as Redskins, Savages, or Redmen, amid a national reckoning about racism and